That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. They're back with their regular Sunday sessions this Sunday. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the auxiliary charity fund. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today. There's a 50% chance of snow showers, mainly before noon, and it should be cloudy with a high near 36 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become west in the afternoon. The total daytime snow accumulation should be less than a half inch. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 26 and a light west wind becoming northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 42. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 42. On Monday, snow showers possibly mixed with rain, becoming all snow afternoon with patchy blowing snow afternoon. The high should be near 34 on Monday and breezy. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 35 and breezy. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 42. And on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 30. Currently, with freezing fog, it is 29 degrees. The humidity is 92%. The wind speed is northeast at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95. The dew point is 27 degrees. And the current wind chill is 21 degrees. Once again, I want to remind everybody that right now they're showing the visibility down to just a quarter mile with this fog, so be very cautious when you're out and about. If you can put any kind of reason to be out on the roads right now off for just a little while until the sun comes out, maybe dries off some of this fog, that would be great. Otherwise, go to candrive.org, check on road conditions, but be very careful when you're out and about this morning. They said it is freezing fog. I was out a few minutes ago. It didn't feel, it wasn't too slippery, but I would be very, very careful. I would be very careful if you're out and about for slippery conditions.
And what you're talking about right now is observations here locally. Why don't you tell them about Ron, who is just...
Yeah, he said it was snowing in Hoxie, so...
Snowing to beat the bandit in Hoxie, so yeah, even though it might be clear here, if you have to be out on the roads and go any way direct, you know, other directions, be sure to check out Can Drive, because... Well, it might be not snowing here, but like in Hoxie, it was snowing to beat the bandit, according to Ron, who was on his way home. So
yeah, I think the biggest concern... Oh, our thing kicked off for a minute. Oh, we're back on. Okay.
Might be buffering.
Yeah, because it came up with a thing on it. Our biggest concern is the freezing. Be careful. It didn't seem slick out right now.
Not yet.
But I'm not out on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And it's coming this way. So just be prepared. And, you know, we want to thank V-Bank for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. V-Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. All right, Mandy's back.
Yay. Oh, man, that number one just hit like a freight train.
I told you, it slapped you.
I came in to work Wednesday. Jeffrey woke up sick. And I got up with him and checked with him and everything. And, you know, I was feeling a little off, but I thought it was just because I really didn't sleep very well the night before. And if you were listening to Wednesday's party line, I was here. And then I wasn't.
Yep.
And it really hit that quick. And it took me out for a good day and a half. And so I thank you for stepping in and getting the job done. And I'm glad it was a quick bug.
Thank the audience. Thank the audience for putting up and listening to me ramble on for almost an hour about myself. For me, it's no big deal because I can ramble on as much as I need to. But these poor people listening.
Yeah. if you have been a victim of the stomach bug, you know what we're talking about. Thankfully, it's a quick bug.
I made her stay away, too.
Yes. She kicked me. She
literally
kicked me out.
Almost literally.
She's like, go. She had her mask on, and she's like, out. And
don't
she
wanna be
wiped
sick again.
Everything down.
Yes, I sanitized everything. Don't want to be sick again.
but, yes, that was... It was... very, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're back, and you look great.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel a lot better.
You sound better, too. So, but you look good. Your color's all back. I love that.
Well, thank you. So, thank you. My rosy cheeks I get from my grandma.
Oh, that's cute. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Friday. Today is Friday. This mixed up week.
Yes. You know, between the holiday, then getting sick, this week is just, I'm ready for it to be over.
It's almost like another Monday for you, probably.
I know. Yeah. I'm ready for it to be over. Take a couple of days to rest and reset.
That's right. And then Monday will be Monday again.
So it seems like we've had a week of Mondays for the last month.
I know. But it just these short weeks just throw me off. But today is Friday. And so it is 9:09. We're ready to start party line. And first things first, let's congratulate the Blue Jays, the boys and the girls, last night. They played here against Stockton. The boys won their game 75-14. And the girls won their game 49-12. Excellent job. Good job, Blue Jays. 2 for 2 for the new year so far.
Yes.
Tonight is a wrestling duel here in Norton. You can head on down and watch that. Also, tomorrow is the Bill Durham Wrestling Invitational. That'll be pretty much all day long. You can listen to all that action right here on KQ&K on and off all day. Vig and the crew will be calling the wrestling matches, and that's always a lot of fun to listen to. But, you know, you can also go down and check it out in person. It's a lot of fun to go and watch. So do that, and that'll be taking place tomorrow. And then on Sunday is the last Kansas City Chiefs regular season game.
It is.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. You can catch that action starting at 2 o'clock pregame and 3:15 the game starts right here on KQ&K. You know what? Mahomes isn't quarterbacking.
So it might actually, I mean, it might be pretty interesting because I imagine a lot of our starters, you know, they might start.
We'll see what he's got.
We'll get to see some of our other players for...
Exactly. I love that. Yeah, we get to see what I forget his last name. Is it Allen? I don't remember his last name.
I think it's Allen. I'm looking
you
here. Derek had it on our...
But so Mahomes isn't playing on Saturday. We clinched third place, so they're going to hang on to that and go into the playoffs. But Sunday's game's still going to be a lot of fun. And like we were just saying, we get to see what this other quarterback's got behind him, so that'll be fun, too.
I'm getting there. It's taking me a minute.
I remember his name. I just... read an article about it this morning. I'll tell you.
Of course. I keep on putting Mahomes in, and it keeps on bringing up Travis Kelce.
J.R. Durham. I don't know why I was thinking Bill Durham. J.R. Durham. Thank you, Fig. Gabbert,
yes.
Yeah, thank you, Fig.
Correct.
Fig is awesome. Well, good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I'm doing a birthday.
Okay, whose birthday?
I want to wish Bailey Miller a happy birthday today.
Bailey Miller, happy birthday today.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Fig, thank you for that information. He's right on it with the sports, isn't he?
He is.
Maybe not with the trivia, but with the sports, he's right on it. So
that made me laugh.
We'll see. Fig, let's see what you got today. All right. So let's go to trivia. Ready?
Ready.
All right. Trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download the Pizza Hut app, and you should because it's a free download. You can do all your ordering from there, see all their great featured items they have come up because some of their stuff, you know, they have on their menu doesn't last forever, like the Triple Treat Box. They bring that around once in a while, but you can enjoy that now at our Norton Pizza Hut. And remember, they do deliver from open to close. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hi. I would like to wish my husband, Terry Laughlin, a happy birthday today.
Terry Laughlin is celebrating a birthday today. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
66.
66. All
yes.
right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Penny. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, happy birthday, Terry. Okay, so it's time for trivia. Hey, if you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give somebody else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you have 30 days from the day that you win to pick it up. or it will expire, but once you pick it up, you do still have a week to use it. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. You're going to be the winner of a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, so today is, let me look and see why I picked this. Oh, the movie The Wiz opened on Broadway, or the show The Wiz opened on Broadway was turned into a movie, so I'm going to ask a question about that. 785-877-3378. So, in the 1978 movie The Wiz, who played the role of The Wiz?
In the 19 what?
78. You were born.
Barely.
I know. You were 77, right?
I was born in 77.
Right. Okay, so you were just a wee one. But in the 1978 movie The Wiz, who played the role of The Wiz? 785-877-3378. I thought this was going to be easy. Be the first caller. You're going to win that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. While you Google or think about this question, we're going to break for our open market report. That's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit. No fig. See? With offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now, it's yet another slow start to the morning, but packer inquiry should improve over the next several hours. Asking prices are around 175 plus in the south and 276 plus in the north. So far this week, just a light trade has been reported in the north at mostly 275, $2 higher than last week's weighted averages. Beef cutouts are expected to be lower with light to moderate box movement. Taking a look now over at the mercantile, February live cattle up by a nickel at 171.17, April up 2 cents at 174.32. January feeder cattle up 32 cents at 225, March up by 42 cents at 226.07. February lean hogs up 12 cents at 69.17, April up 22 at 75.17. At the Board of Trade, March corn down 1 1/4 at 465 and a quarter, May down 2 cents at 477 and a quarter. January beans down 6 and a quarter at 1255 and 3 quarters, March down 7 cents at 1260 and a half. March Kansas City wheat up 7 and 3 quarters at 633 and 3 quarters, May up 7 and a half at 636 and a half. March Chicago wheat up 6 3/4 at 620 1/2. May up by 6 1/2 at 631 1/4. We can now take a look over to crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Crude oil up $1.38. Gold up $2.30. Silver up by about a nickel. With gasoline, gasoline currently up by a penny. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index up 1613, NASDAQ up 2978, and the S&P 500 up 1224 on the Kansas Ag Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everyone. Hey, we have not gotten a answer on our trivia yet. The question in the 1978 movie The Wiz, who played the role of The Wiz? 785-877-3378.
We don't have internet.
Yeah, for some reason.
Station.
Oh, wait. Looks like it's... Maybe it's coming back. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Yes. Michael Jackson?
Nope. He was in the movie, but he was not The Wiz.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, we're getting the cast down pretty good. All right. In the 1978 movie The Wiz, who played the role of The Wiz? 785-877-3378. So we're waiting on an answer to our trivia. We're going to continue with our show. You're not going to get us on Facebook Live right now because for some reason our internet is not working. It's so weird not having internet.
I know.
We are so spoiled. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to the trivia?
Yes.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Alice Hawk.
Good morning, Alice.
Richard Pryor.
Yes, ma'am, Richard Pryor. Great job, Alice. You just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut.
Thank you a lot, Natalie.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it was Richard Pryor. So, Diana Ross was Dorothy, which somebody called and said Diana Ross. She was in the movie, but she was Dorothy. Michael Jackson was the Scarecrow. Nipsey Russell was the Tin Man. Ted Ross was the Cowardly Lion. And Lena Horne was Glinda, the Good Witch of the South. The Wiz was theatrically released on October 24, 1978, to critical and commercial failure, even with the star cast. But despite its initial failure, the film became a cult classic among audiences, Ross's fan base, Jackson's fan base, and Oz enthusiasts. So, Richard Pryor, good job. We did get a couple answers from Fig, so no. So, all right. We still don't have our internet. So for our Facebook Live watchers, sorry. As soon as the internet goes back on, we will get our Facebook Live going back on again. I have a feeling it might have something to do with weather.
I don't know.
Who knows? It just might be a glitch. But in the meantime, we're going to do this all old-fashioned. We're going to do it on the radio.
I know.
All right. Well, good job, Alice. You won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, it's time to start our show. Are you ready, Mandy?
I'm ready.
All right. First things first, we want to remind you we are waiting on your phone calls. If you know anybody that's having a birthday today, please give us a call at 785-8... Oh, I think we're back on. My computer went back on. We might have to return that back
on. It looks like it's back on.
All right. Hello, everybody. If you know anybody's having a birthday today, please give us a call at 785-877-3378. Let's get them on the birthday list because at the end of the show, we are going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. You know, anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, call us and we will get them on the list because at the end of the show today, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. today, see all the wonderful items they have, and it's not just, regular items that they get shipped in. It's stuff that they make. They are so creative. So stop in and check out all the wonderful things they got going on at Garden Gate, etc. right here in Norton on Highway 36. And from Click Your Heels Travel, call them today at 785-871-4109. Just let them know where you want to go, and Click Your Heels Travel can get you there. 785-871-4109. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, or give away, if you've lost something, found something, in search of something, give us a call, 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors today. We want to thank the Norton Theater, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, the Norton American Legion, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show today. Because of you, we get to be here. You got one more than me, so you get to go first. I don't have
any reminders. Actually, I have a couple of more than you because we have a moving/garage sale.
All right, let's hear about that.
I'm going to talk about that right now. It's basically they're moving. And so they have some items that they're wanting to get rid of before they make the big move. But it's not going to be a traditional garage sale style sale. They are going to be open all weekend, and they ask that you kind of call ahead if you're going to make your way to 371 Cooper Street in Long Island. Some of the items that they have at this moving sale, they have a lot, and this is his words, a lot of tools. He has some 16-inch rims, canning jars, men's bicycle, and a lot of household items on the inside as well. Again, open all weekend. He asks, it would be easier just to call ahead. That way he can make sure to be there. 785-854-8088. Help him get rid of some stuff so he doesn't have to pack it away before moving. Again, 785-854-8088. This moving sale / kind of garage sale is at 371 Cooper Street in Long Island. All right, now I am going to talk about the Norton Theater. Every Friday, we give our listeners a chance to win a ticket to an upcoming movie and a medium popcorn from the Norton Theater. And we do that by playing a little bit of movie trivia. And if you have not won in the last 30 days and you know the answer and are the first correct caller at 877-3378, you will win that ticket to the movie and a medium popcorn. And our movie trivia usually has something to do with the currently playing movies, and today's trivia question comes from Aquaman. What are the names of Aquaman's kids? What are the names of Aquaman's kids? First caller with the correct answer will win that ticket and medium popcorn to an upcoming movie. While we wait for your phone calls, I'm going to let you know what's playing. I bet you can't guess one of them. At the Norton Theater, starting today, January 5th through Wednesday, January 10th, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, rated PG-13. After failing to defeat Aquaman the first time, Black Manta wields the power of the mythic Black Trident to unleash an ancient and malevolent force. Hoping to end his reign of terror, Aquaman forges an unlikely alliance with his brother Orm, the former king of Atlantis. Setting aside their differences, they join forces to protect their kingdom and save the world from irreversible destruction. Also playing, Migration, rated PG. This will be the last week for Migration. A family of ducks decides to leave the safety of a New England pond for an adventurous trip to Jamaica. However, their well-laid plans quickly go awry when they get lost and wind up in New York City. That would be such a bummer, wanting to go to Jamaica and end up, well, not really. New York City has its perks, too. The experience soon inspires them to expand their horizons, open themselves up to new friends, and accomplish more than they ever thought possible. Tickets are $8 for adults and $7 for children 12 and under. There will be no Sunday discount tickets. Showtimes are Monday through Saturday at 7, Sunday at 5. The theater is closed on Thursdays. So those are your currently playing movies at the Norton Theater tonight through Wednesday, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom and Migration. Again, one more time with our question for a chance to win a ticket and a medium popcorn to an upcoming movie at the Norton Theater. What are the names of Aquaman's kids? He does have two, a boy and a girl.
I've never seen the Aquaman movies, but I didn't know he had kids. You know, that movie Migration looks really cute.
It does.
My favorite thing, and it literally made me do a spit take the very first commercial time I saw the commercial, was when they're all standing looking in the window at a cook, and the little duck says, "What's he making?" And the other duck says, "Duck a la orange." And he goes, "What's that?" And he says, "You, a la orange." I don't know why that strikes me as so funny. But it looks like a movie that parents and kids could both enjoy because of all these little jokes. Isn't that funny?
You, a la orange.
I literally spit the first time I heard that. I was laughing so hard. But it looks like a movie that mom and dad could enjoy with the kids or, you know, the grown-ups. So that's awesome.
Yes.
They need to make more movies like that. Okay, I'm going to talk about our Norton Chamber. So I talked to Donna this week, and she wants me to reiterate how much that the Norton Chamber of Commerce wants to thank our community for everything they do to make everything that they do possible. And it takes a village. It takes the whole community to do these things. They also want everybody to know that Traveler and Tourism has a vacation raffle coming up. It's a trip to... I got to read this. Oh, Lake of the Ozarks. Oh, that looks like fun. That'll be taking place in August. And then they also have a chamber banquet tickets and sponsorships available. They want to remind everybody that now is the time to sign up to become a chamber member. You can talk to Donna at 785-877-2501 about becoming a member, or stop in and talk to her. She'd be glad to have you do that. And they have a website for the chamber businesses in Norton. And if you have any questions about membership, you can call Donna or visit her at the office. They're also going to have dueling pianos back. It was such a success that people have been begging for them to come back, and they're getting them back on March 2nd. That'll be a lot of fun.
I wasn't able to go to the last one.
I wasn't either. I was gone. I heard great things about it. Yeah, maybe we should go. Maybe we should have a date.
We should.
You want to go on a date with me?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
So March 2nd, right on your calendar.
We'll put it on the calendar.
That'll be fun. So that's coming up. And you know what? Donna's going to come in on Wednesday, and she's going to tell us about all this fun stuff going on. So I'm just giving you a little tease. She'll give us more of the details. But again, she wants to thank our community for everything they do to make things possible. All the volunteers, and you know, you can still volunteer. It's a new year, new events coming up. And just call the chamber office, 785-877-2501.
TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today and over the weekend. Today's lunch buffet is for Friday, January 5th, and it features pork chops served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy a Mexican buffet or cod for the special. For Saturday's lunch buffet, it is chicken Alfredo served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. And Saturday night's special is prime rib or surf and turf. And on Sunday, January 7th, fried chicken, fish, and ham served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. The Sunday lunch buffets come with salad bar and dessert. And again, all other lunch buffets Monday through Saturday come with an ice cream or an ice cream sundae. We want to remind you of some dates that are coming up that they want to let you know about some closings. They are going to be closed at TNC Kitchen on... Oh, I thought she sent me new dates. They are doing 1 week in a month that they take time for themselves and family, and they deserve that. And I know that they posted it, and we like to give you that information ahead of time just to make sure that you have plenty of time to plan ahead for those closings. Aha, here it is. I knew they had it. January 13th and 14th, so not this weekend, but next weekend, January 13th and 14th, TNC Kitchen will be closed. That will be their weekend this month. So we like to give you a heads up. Another thing that we kind of didn't have time to talk about this week with the holiday and then being sick, TNC Kitchen is doing a pie of the week. They're featuring a state pie every week, and they've been featuring this week's pie for Alabama, and it is a favorite pie in Alabama, and it's a sweet potato pie. So be sure to go in this week and enjoy a Alabama sweet potato pie for their featured pie for this week, and we'll have a new state feature pie next week, and we'll talk more about those throughout the year, I'm sure. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511.
That's awesome. A state pie every week. It's like they're taking us on a little trip around the country.
We're going to go around the U.S.
Yeah.
All year long.
I love that idea. All right. The Norton American Legion wants you to know that their club room is open every Friday at 4:30, where you can enjoy some snacks and great company. You can also make reservations for that club room for banquets or receptions, parties, reunions or meetings, or any reason you might need to use that room. Just call Gary, 785-871-0509, to check on availability and make your reservations for the club room at the Norton American Legion. But in the meantime, stop by the Norton American Legion tonight at 4:30, where you can enjoy some snacks and great company in the club room. If you have any questions about the Norton American Legion, call Gary at 785-871-0509. And remember, at the Norton American Legion, members and guests are always welcome.
I'm going to ask the question again because we still don't have an answer for our Norton Theater.
Big answer. Did you see his answer?
No, it was not right.
It wasn't right, but you need to look.
It was not right. The question for that ticket and medium popcorn for the Norton Theater, what are the name of Aquaman's kids? He had a boy and a girl, and so what are their names? We're still waiting for your phone calls also for birthdays. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday, give us a call and they'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. We're also waiting for anniversaries. I'm looking back and we don't have a single anniversary that's been called in this week. So get those called in, because if we get a call with an anniversary for the week, they'll be entered in for a chance to win a gift certificate, good at Garden Gate, etc., and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel, and we'll give that away at the end of today's show if we get one called in. And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 877-3378. If you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, look no further than J&R Liquor in Norton. They keep their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all your favorites, including Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, seltzers, and more, all ice cold and ready to go. Be sure to get your Kansas Lottery tickets, and you could be a winner with J&R Liquor. They're located at 112 North 1st Avenue in downtown Norton. It is Friday, and every Friday we have Favorite Flavor Friday, and it is a new month. That means we have a new theme for our Favorite Flavor Friday recipe. And now we came up with this recipe, or this theme for the month of January, and I like it because she's been, you know, she's our weather lady and kind of keeps us on track there. And so she's been looking at the month of January so far with what we have coming for weather, and she says it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold. And so our theme for January is warm you up cocktails. And these are cocktails that you serve warm. And so I really liked that theme. And so we're going to go with it. And I'm going to give you today's Favorite Flavor Friday recipe in just a minute.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hi. I need to wish a happy anniversary to Cameron and Melanie Archer.
Cameron and Melanie Archer. And when is their anniversary?
Sorry, I have to look at the calendar. It's today.
Today. Oh. Wow. All right. We've got them down. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There we go. We got one. Yay.
All right. So today's warm you up. And this is going to warm you up both ways, because not only is it served warm, but what's in it is going to it's going to keep you warm from the minute it goes down. It is a Fireball Hot Toddy. That is today's recipe. And, of course, the theme is warm you up. It's served warm, so it's going to involve a little prep time. You're going to need 2 cups of boiling water, 1/4 cup of warm caramel, or caramel, depending on how you say it. Do you say caramel or caramel?
I say caramel.
You say, okay. 1/4 cup warm caramel.
Very good.
You know, Jeffrey and I had this argument just the other day, actually.
Does he say caramel?
He says caramel, and
see,
I say caramel.
Jeffrey and I are right there.
I say crayon, but he says crown. We had that, yeah. 2 teaspoons of honey, juice of 1/2 lemon, 1/4 cup of Fireball, 2 cinnamon sticks, and 2 star anise. I'm not quite sure what that is.
That's kind of like, I think, black licorice.
Is it black licorice, mm-hmm, or something like that? Okay. So those are your ingredients. You keep bring your water to a boil and dip glasses in caramel around the rim. Add honey to each glass and then squeeze the lemon juice. Pour over the Fireball and boiling water and stir in till honey is dissolved. and you top with cinnamon sticks and star anise, and that makes your fireball hot toddy. And like I said, it's served warm,
just
but it's going
to
go.
You,
it's going to.
I can feel it.
You can feel it.
Yeah, from past experience,
drink,
I can
and it
feel
goes,
that
and you
fireball.
Just, you can say, okay, it's right about here now, and you know, and so that is a fireball hot toddy. You can get those ingredients at J&R Liquor and warm yourself up this weekend.
Awesome. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hi. Aquaman's kids, could it be Adriana Curry and Arthur Curry?
Yes. Well, yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. It is I don't know if it's Andrina or Andrina. Or, it's Andrina Curry and Arthur Curry Jr. And who is this?
Kelly Gill.
Kelly, Miss Kelly, you have just won yourself a ticket to an upcoming movie and a medium popcorn at the Norton Theater.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So, yes, it is Andrina Curry, who later becomes Princess something or other, and Arthur Curry Jr. are the names of Aquaman's kids.
Awesome.
Done.
All right. Hey, we're getting ready to start our history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Take your vehicle to Kansas Land Tire, where they're fully staffed and ready to service all of your auto and light truck needs. Call them today at 785-877-5181.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
You're on. No, you're not. No, you're on.
You lied to me.
Who's pushing the buttons?
I don't know. You, De La Orange. On this day, January 5th, 1914, Ford Motor Company announced that there would be a new daily minimum wage of $5 and an 8-hour workday. Wow. $5 per day.
Day, yeah.
In 1925, Mrs. Nellie Taylor Ross was sworn in as the governor of Wyoming, and she was the first female governor in the U.S. 1933, in California, construction of the Golden Gate Bridge began. In 1935, Phil Spitalny's All-Girl Orchestra was featured on CBS Radio on the program The Hour of the Charm. The Hour of Charm, sorry. 1940, the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, got its very first demonstration of FM radio. 1948, Warner Brothers Path showed the very first color newsreel. The footage was of the Tournament of Roses Parade and the Rose Bowl Football Classic. I love watching the Tournament of Roses Parade. It's absolutely gorgeous. 1956, in the Peanuts comic strip, Snoopy walked on two legs for the first time. 1961, Mr. Ed debuted. The show would run for 6 years. 1970, All My Children premiered on ABC. 1972, U.S. President Richard M. Nixon ordered the development of the space shuttle. 1987, U.S. President Ronald Reagan underwent prostate surgery. 1993, the state of Washington executed Wesley Allen Dodd. It was America's first legal hanging since 1965. Dodd was an admitted child sex killer. In 1998, U.S. Representative Sonny Bono died in a skiing accident. And finally, on this day, January 5th, 2002, a 15-year-old student pilot, Charles Bishop, crashed a small plane into a building in Tampa, Florida. Bishop was about to begin a flying lesson when he took off without permission and without an instructor.
Today is February 5th. It's National Keto Day. I really don't know what that is, but I know a lot of people
a lot of
it.
What?
National Keto Day.
Keto?
K-E-T-O.
Oh, it's like a
diet.
Special diet. Yeah.
But I don't know much about it, but there's a lot of people that follow it. So it's National Keto Day, National Screenwriters Day, National Whipped Cream Day, yummy, and National Bird Day. Today in Music in 1959, It Doesn't Matter Anymore, backed by Raining in My Heart, was released by Coral Records, and it was the last release of Buddy Holly before his death. In 1978, Prince made his solo performance debut in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In 1975, The Wiz opened on Broadway at the Majestic Theater, and the show transferred to the Broadway Theater on May 25, 1977. In 1984, The Police announced a farewell concert for March 2nd in Australia. The group had been together for 9 years. In sports, in 1920, the New York Yankees purchased Babe Ruth from the Boston Red Sox for $125,000. In 1927, a three-day public hearing began on the charges that four Major League Baseball games played between Chicago and Detroit on September 2nd and 3rd of 1917 had been thrown. In 1931, Lucille Thomas became the first woman to buy a professional baseball team. She bought the Topeka franchise of the Western League. And in 1993, Mike Ditka was fired as coach of the Chicago Bears. Happy birthday today to Bradley Cooper, born in 1975, the star of the 2018 melodrama A Star Is Born. Robert Duvall was born in 1931, Oscar-winning star of Tender Mercies and star of many, many other movies. My favorite is the Western. I can't think of it now. See, this is happening to me a lot lately. King Camp Gillette was born, Lonesome Dove. See, that's happening a lot too. He was born in 1855, inventor of the disposable safety razor. Diane Keaton was born in 1946, star of the movie Annie Hall. And Walter Mondale was born in 1928. He was our vice president from 1977 to 1981. People that died today, Sonny Bono died in 1998, the mod 1960s singer who became a congressman, part of Sonny and Cher. Calvin Coolidge died in 1933, president from 1923 to 1929. Jerry Van Dyke died in 2018, the co-star of the TV series Coach and brother to Dick Van Dyke. And John Young died in 2018, the first astronaut to pilot the space shuttle.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today and over the weekend. Celebrating birthdays today, Friday, January 5th, we have Bailey Miller and Segan Bass. On Saturday, January 6th, we have Tanner Morell and Deborah Anderson. And celebrating birthdays on Sunday, January 7th, we have Rebecca Campbell, Chelsea Dole, Rachel Shirk, Thad Skimper, and Dr. Bailey Brown.
All right. How many we have called in?
We had two.
Two. I peaked.
You peaked. You were good. And is number two, and that's Terry Laughlin.
Happy birthday, Terry, and I hope you have a great birthday, and you can add on to that with a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
Recapping our phone calls, we have happy birthday wishes going out to Bailey Miller and Terry Laughlin, who is celebrating 66 today. We only had one anniversary called in for the week, and that is Cameron and Melanie Archer, and so they have won that gift certificate, good at Garden Gate, etc., and also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel.
Awesome. Oh, do you
that
want to go
it.
Over? Okay.
That
All
is
right.
it.
Well, we want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank the Norton Theater, the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, the Norton American Legion, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you. We get to be here.
I'm going to remind you one more time about that. I'm calling it a moving sale / garage sale / come and go sale. They have a lot of tools, 16-inch rims, canning jars, men's bicycle, a lot of household items. This is located in Long Island at 371 Cooper Street. They're going to be open all weekend. I asked if he had set hours. He said, no, not really. Just have them call ahead just to make sure that we're here. That number is 785-854-8088.
All right. I'm going to remind you that sports start tonight. There is a wrestling duel here in Norton. Go on down and watch the kids wrestle. Tomorrow will be the J.R. Durham. I don't know. I said Bill Durham earlier. I don't know where I got that, but that happens a lot, too. It's the J.R. Durham wrestling tournament here in Norton. Fig and the crew will be bringing us all the calls from that tournament, and you can listen to that right here on KQNK AM and FM and watch on Facebook Live. And then on Sunday is the last regular season game for our Kansas City Chiefs. And you can catch all that action starting at 2 o'clock pregame and 3:15 for the game right here on KQNK. All right. Well, thank you, Mandy.
Thanks, Nat.
Have a great day. Once again, real quick, I want to remind everybody, okay, so it's 29. They say we're still having freezing fog. So be very careful when you go outside, even just walking around. Be very careful. It could be, you find slick spots, but especially on the roads and streets, call ahead to candrive.org if you're, or check out on the internet candrive.org if you're going to be need to be traveling. If you could put it off for a little while until this fog settles down, that would be great. But if you need to get out on the roads, check ahead of time and see what the roads look like. You know, they're getting a lot of snow to the east of us too. So it was snowing in Hoxie this morning really hard. It's snowing to the east of us. They're getting a lot of snow, so there could be a lot of road closures. So check before you get out on the road. Right now the visibility is still, I just refresh it, still just at a quarter mile. So be careful, and you know, just take all the precautions that we usually tell you to take. We want to thank again the bank for all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays. The Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Go Blue Jays at the tournament tomorrow for the wrestling, and go Chiefs.
Yes.
I'd like to see them end it on a win.
It would be
especially
nice.
With the not having Mahomes in there, having a different quarterback. For the quarterback's sake, I'd like for him to get a win too. You know, how exciting. Yeah, that would be great. Anyway, Mandy, thank you. Have a great weekend. Rest.
Yes.
Get yourself feeling better. Although you look like
so
a million
much
bucks.
Better.
You do. So I'm glad you're feeling better. Hope everybody has a great weekend. And in the meantime, you know, don't forget about us on Monday. Same time, same place for Party Line.